Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can go to the NPR shop and pick up the new Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me News Junkies Page a Day calendar. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Charlie Burtz from Springfield, Virginia.
Hi, Charlie. What do you do in Springfield?
I am a middle school teacher. I'm a band director at Carl Sandburg Middle School over in Alexandria nearby.
Do you get some kind of like special hazard pay? Because I was in middle school band, and I mean, how do you even...
God, what are the odds of that?
In sixth grade, Mr. Morrison, the band teacher, came by and he played the theme song from Transformers on the trumpet. And I thought,
that's so cool.
Amazing, I'll join band. I did.
That's how they hook you in.
I learned one note, quit. Seventh grade, Mr. Morrison comes back, plays the theme song from Transformers. I join band again. You ever play the theme from Transformers?
I gotta write that down.
Well, Charlie, it's very nice to have you here. You're gonna play Who's Carl? Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your answering machine. Here is your first quote.
By the way, Searsucker is coming back. I hope everybody gets it.
That is someone who, at a press conference this week, instead of answering questions about Iraq and Hezbollah, decided to pick on the clothes worn by reporters. Who?
Would that be our president?
That would be. President Bush. Earlier this week, the president took questions from the White House press corps and, instead of answering them, did his best to crush the sartorial dreams of Cox News Service reporter Ken Herman. In response to a question about the Connecticut Senate race, the president inexplicably turned to Herman and started talking for the third time about his, quote, ridiculous-looking suit. Mr. Bush later clarified that lately he's been taking a keen interest in suits in preparation for his post-White House job, assistant manager at the men's warehouse in Reston.
Of all the papers I read this week, I didn't see that, but thankfully Carl's accent was perfect.
That self-congratulatory chuckle after the joke that wasn't actually a joke thing?
Well, very good, Charlie. Here's your next quote.
It appears that Iran is telling the whole UN Security Council to go Cheney itself.
That's the blogger, The Talking Dog, describing Iran's reaction to a UN proposal regarding what?
Enriching uranium.
You're right. This week, the UN Security Council told Iran it would be happy to negotiate with the country about its nuclear program if Iran agreed to put the program on hold. Through a spokesman, Iran's president Ahmadinejad said, "Yes, absolutely. We should totally talk about that as soon as we're done enriching all this uranium."
We're elbow deep in uranium right now. So
can't talk.
Can't talk.
I can't hear you over my uranium enrichment machine.
I'm going to step out of the uranium enrichment chamber so I can take this call.
I don't know who Ahmadinejad has turned into.
I don't know.
Yes, dum-dum.
It's like Yogi Bear.
Yeah, right?
Yogi Bear, premier of Iran today.
You're doing great so far, Charlie. Here is your last quote.
I'll pick out two outfits, one which is disgusting and one nice. And I'll ask my friends what they think. If they go for the revolting one, I cut them out of my life.
That's a tabloid darling telling London's independent newspaper her patented test for telling whether someone is a true friend. Who forces her buddies to take the which one makes me look fat test?
Sounds like Paris Hilton.
You are so right. Paris Hilton, the heiress, party girl and general waste of skin, is getting ready to release her new CD. Her new CD, cleverly titled Paris. Paris told Blender Magazine about her music, quote, "I like cry when I listen to it. It's so good."
Wow.
In fairness, she also listed the Chicago Bears Super Bowl Shuffle as the greatest song of all time.
How did this question make it onto Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Washington Week in Review was booked.
Carl, how did Charlie do?
Charlie had three correct answers. Charlie, you win our prize.
All right, Charlie.
Wonderful.
Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else.